Well, I think everybody knows who I am, Brother Gordon. We do have a burden upon our hearts, and I do desire your prayers that the Lord will help us. I am so thankful how the Lord dealt with my soul. You know, I didn't know the saints. I didn't know nobody. My mother was a Methodist, and my dad was a Baptist. that's a combination, isn't it? And I didn't know, and I know a lot of you know Mike Goodwin, and he was the one that led me to the saints. And I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out. And the Lord has blessed us abundantly. I got saved in 1961. So how long has that been? It's been quite a while, hasn't it? But you know, this is a wonderful way. And I thought about how that it's a beautiful way when everything is just cleared out of our hearts, everything that's not right with God, clear out of our hearts. You know, I and when I got saved, I was so deep in sin, and when I got saved, well, I shouted. Why? Because there was a change come over my life. And I appreciate that, and even my mother, she professed salvation for quite a while, but she didn't really understand me. But I told my mom, I says, I got saved. I got delivered from sin. And the Lord gave me something real in my soul. And you know, the devil tried every way he could to take it away from me. But, you know, I had a determination. I had a desire to go all the way with God and to be what God is calling us to be here today. You pray for me. We have a real burden upon our hearts this morning. And I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us and bless us in every need. The 12th chapter of Hebrews, I want to start, and we want to start at the 14th verse. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness. You know, holiness, that's a wonderful thing. But the Lord has made a way, and he has made a plan that we can have holiness in our life. That we can be delivered from everything that's unlike God. We can get delivered from this. You know, if we believe, it said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And brother, today, we're going to have to believe in Jesus. I know the world is going around and saying, well, I believe in God, But I believe in I don't believe in Jesus. Brother, you know the scripture says, believe in God. This was Jesus. He said, believe also in me. We need to believe that Jesus is able to deliver us from sin. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate it said, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, if we don't really get a hold of God and get a real experience of salvation in our soul, we're not going to see God. You know, it's just that plain. And I thought about how that I want to see God. Don't you want to see God? God is a wonderful God. Christ is a wonderful Christ. But I thought about, but if we don't have a holy life, holy living, right here, right where sin abounded on every side, we can be holy. Do we really believe that? I believe it. And do we believe that Jesus can take us through this life? We don't have to go back on God. We don't have to be delivered. If we get saved, really get saved. Now, I'm not criticizing people going to the altar, you know, a lot of times, but have a desire. Have a desire to live for God. Have a desire to be holy. You know, the world, I thought about how the world is looking upon us. That's right. And if there's a flaw in our life, they'll see it. They'll notice that really before anything else. But I thought about how the Lord is able to help us today. And the Lord is able to give us holiness. I want to turn to 1 Peter. Lord, help us this morning. We're going to start at the 14th verse of the first chapter of 1 Peter. It says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So, or conduct. You know, this is, that word conduct sort of sticks in my mind. We need to be a light in this world. We need to show the world that Jesus has all power and that he is able to change to the uttermost. I thought about, I was asking someone, it's been a while back, and about getting saved. And he said, you know, that stirred me. Really, it did. He said, I don't see that. Isn't that sad, Brother Ed? He said, I don't see that. I mean, what he meant was he didn't see the people living a holy life. You know, that's sad, isn't it? How can we win people to the Lord? How can we show the people the way if we don't live it? If we don't live it, we can't show them. But if we live it, we can show them and they could be encouraged to live for the Lord. You know, And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. But it said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus, we know, is holy. But we're going to have to be like him. Isn't there a scripture? I think it's in 1 John or said we're going to have to be like him, like Jesus. You and I. You know, I talked to a man a while back, and he said, brother, he said, there's no man can live like Jesus. And I told him, I said, now that's wrong. I said, we can live like Jesus. If we've got holiness in our life. You know, except without holiness, well, we can't live it. Without holiness, we can't be a light. Without holiness, we can't, you know, we tell people, well, you know, I know to the world, divine healing is a sort of a no-no, you know, in the world. I'm talking about in the world. But you know, I've testified, and I'm not trying to boast or anything, but I've trusted God. I got saved in 1961. How long has that been? Quite a while, hasn't it? Haven't taken no medicine. I did go to the veterans and got a physical. I had to have a physical before I can get a job. And a physical isn't really nothing. You know, you just, they just check you over. And this doctor, why, he really got upset with me. He said, you need to take medication. I told him, I said, no. I said, I don't need medication. Lord, help us today. Amen. You know, we can trust God. Amen. God loves us, and he cares for us. That's right. And we need to trust God for our children, too. Lord, help us today. You know, the devil, he will scare you out. He really will. You know. But let's have faith in God. Let's believe God. Let's be holy. Let's show the world that God is real. Let's show the world that he is able to change a man. You know, Lord help us. I heard a man say one time, he said, I can get saved and I can stay home. I don't think that's right. We gotta be out amongst people to let them see our life. See how we stand. Lord, help us. But we need to be holy. But I thought about how that, can the natural man live holy? No, he cannot. The natural man cannot. This is why people, you know, today, seem like they get saved and I'm not criticizing, but maybe a month or so while they're back out in sin. Well, the Bible tells me, says go on to perfection. You know, that's what we need to do. We need to go on and receive the Holy Spirit in our life. We need the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of people, I don't think that they really understand, but I don't think we really have to understand. All we have to do is just present our bodies a living sacrifice. You know, that's all we have to do. You know, that's simple, that's easy. But may God help us today. But it said here, and I want to turn to Acts, the first chapter. First chapter of Acts. Lord, help us today. We really need the Holy Spirit in our life. We really need power to live a holy life. But if we don't have that power, the enemy can take advantages of our soul. But it said here in the Acts, the first chapter, and it says, "But ye shall receive power." That's what we need. Power over the world. Power over sin. Power over all the evils that's in the world today. Have power. Say no. I'm not going to do that. But it says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you should be a witness. Brother, today, are we a witness to the world? Are we a witness to the saints? You know, I thought about you know, when we yield to the arm of flesh, that will hinder somebody. That's right. That's true. And that soul that you hinder might be lost. And I like to ask the question, would it be his fault? I realize, that we're all are going to have to stand before the Lord for ourselves and give an account for ourselves. But I pray today that the Lord will stir our hearts that we won't be a hindrance to souls around about us. You know, we can be a hindrance. That's right. And they say, well, if he can't live it, why, can I live it? That's a little doubt, isn't it? That's right, there's a little doubt there. And if we've got doubt, brother, I don't think we're going to get too far. Have faith. Brother, today we need faith in God. Faith, I believe faith brings holiness. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us, that we'll be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, it's a sad thing. We need the Holy Ghost. We need it real bad. You know, you might say, you know, I thought about, well, I've talked to different ones, and they said, well, I've got the Holy Ghost, but I'm not right. Isn't that sad? Isn't that really sad? Brother, today, listen, we need some power in our life. We need some victory in our souls. We need to stand up for the Lord and be a light and be an example, and that we can draw them to the Lamb of God, that they might be saved. Oh, today my heart is heavy. It's a sad thing to see people that's not obeying or believing the plan of God. You know, it's sad, isn't it? But I thought about how that it said, watch and pray. Brother, we need to watch and pray. That's really necessary. It says that you enter not into temptation. A lot of people today is entering into temptation. That's right. But Lord, help us today that we won't enter into temptation, that we got the Holy Spirit to fight the devil with. And you know, the devil, he's not a gentleman. You know, he just tries every way he can to hinder us from not getting the victory and not getting the power and not getting the what we need in our soul. But I want to turn now to the 14th chapter of St. John. Lord, help us today. And we want to start at the 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do we love the Lord? Are we willing to keep the commandments of God? It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit. You know, the complete plan of God is saved and sanctified or filled with the Holy Spirit. It said, give you another comforter. Well, you've already got Christ's Spirit in your heart. Now he's going to give you the Holy Spirit, and that will give us power over the world, over the flesh, over everything that's wrong. Lord, help us. We need the Holy Spirit. It'll give us power. You know, too many people today is trying to live this life within themselves. You can't do it. You just can't do it. We need the Holy Spirit in our life to control this body. Lord, help us. To control this body. But this was Jesus talking to you and I. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. But he will abide with us forever if we obey and believe and walk in the light. But if we don't walk in the light, and if we don't do according to what the Lord is requiring us, we're going to lose out. That's right. Lord, help us today. And we don't want to lose out. We don't want to, go to torment. And people, they say, well, God will send you to hell. No, I don't think God will send you to hell. We'll send ourselves by disobeying and not believing and not accepting the precious truths of God's word. We ourselves, God wants to help us. God wants us to endure. It says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. May the Lord help us today, that we need power. And it said here, and I will come unto you. Lord, help us. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Isn't that a blessing for the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts? It's a blessing. You know, it seems like we were sinners, and it seemed like that, but the Holy Spirit don't come into anybody that's sinning. But we're going to have to be cleaned up. And we're going to have to be pure and holy. And we're going to have to be righteous. Right here. You know, Lord help us today. You know, I'm not against anybody. And I love everyone here. I don't have nothing against no one. But the Word of God, it's not Brother Gordon's word, but it's the Bible. It's the truth. It's Jesus' words. Lord, help us. You know, I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate how the Lord is able to help us. And I want to drop down to the 26th verse. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. And it said here, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. Yes. Brother, you know, today we need to be taught. You know, we've been in sin and been out in the world and seem like the devil is taking advantage of us and all. We need someone to teach us. Someone to help us to know this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you just a few things? No. No, I didn't say that, did it? It said he will teach you all things. Everything that you need to know, the Holy Spirit will teach you. You know, isn't that wonderful? That we've got a Holy Ghost that that knows everything and has power and is willing to come into our hearts. And that's another thing. You know, a lot of people, they don't like that, but yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, if we get the Holy Spirit, yield to the Holy Spirit. If we don't yield to the Holy Spirit, brother, we might get deceived. We might, the Holy Spirit might leave us. And if the Holy Spirit leaves us, brother, I don't know what will happen. But it said he would teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have this Holy Spirit in our life. It's a wonderful thing. And I want to turn to Galatians, the second chapter of Galatians. And we'll start at the 20th verse. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Now this inward man needs to be crucified. That's right. Crucified means to kill out. Kill out everything that's not like God. This is how we become holy. Because everything that's within us, David said we was conceived in sin, but we got saved. And we got everything out of the way. And then we come and present our bodies a living sacrifice. Present. You and I are going to have to be willing to present our bodies to the Lord. Whatever the Lord wants to do with us or how he wants to use us in any way, why, we're willing. May God help us today. Let this carnal man be destroyed. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. In other words, the only thing that is crucified is the carnal nature. It's crucified. It can't work anymore. And he said, I live. Well, we're living. He said, I live, Lord help us, by the faith, we need faith, of the Son of God, Christ, you could say Christ is the Son of God, who loved me, he died for us, and gave himself for me. Every soul, he died for every soul. And if we believe, you know, it talks about believe on the Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Lord, help us today that we will believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus. That we'll be saved. And then be willing to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Are we willing to give our bodies over to the Holy Spirit? That's what we're going to have to do. Be willing to surrender. I'd say surrender our lives. But God don't make us surrender. That's one thing He don't do. He don't make us surrender. We're going to have to be willing to surrender ourselves to the Lord. And God don't make us live holy lives. Lord, help us today. Brother, we need a holy life. We need the Lord to change our lives. He said something about a new heart. I believe it's a spiritual heart. A new heart will I give you. And a new spirit. Lord, help us today. Are we willing to let the Lord work and give us a new heart and a new spirit and a new life? You know, before I got saved, I was miserable. Really, I was. And I wanted to get saved. But I saw most of my people had a profession, and that hindered me. See, this is why that it is needful for us to live holy. It is needful for us to live according to the Lord's plan, And that hindered me. And I went to different churches and all, but it didn't satisfy. But I know some of you know Brother McCoy. Brother Ed, you know him, didn't you? Brother McCoy was a good man, although he didn't maybe understand everything. But he was willing for God to work in his life. And I know that because I watched Brother McCoy. And he watched me too. But I thought about how that, you know, he taught a lot on the Holy Ghost. And I thought about, when I was young, I thought about, why is he teaching quite a bit on the Holy Ghost? You know, I didn't hardly understand it, you know, back then. But I know now why that that he preached on the Holy Spirit, you know, being saved and being sanctified. I guess that was his theory. But he would preach that And you know, and I got a hold of a lot of this. And I pray, you know, I pray the Lord to help us all out. We really need help from the Lord. And the Lord is able to help us out. I want to turn to Ephesians. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I hope I'm not. Oh, it's times are getting away from me. The fourth chapter of Ephesians, and And we want to start the 22nd verse. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. That's the carnal man. The carnal man is corrupt. And it said, according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You know, Lord help us today that we, well, we have to be changed to live holy. We just can't, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I can do this and that, and but this man, I want to tell about this man. This man had a high profession that I knew, and I could not talk to him. And he smoked, and he cursed, and he swears, and oh, I don't know what all he did. But he had a high profession. And I called him brother, but I said, I feel for you. I already told him that. Because I feel like that he was, you know, being deceived. And I pray today, I pray the Lord will help us that we will be willing to humble ourselves. That we'll be willing to do the will of God. You know, it's not hard. It's not. You know, the Holy Spirit will give us power. Yes, amen. Thank the Lord. You know, he give us power over the world, over our flesh, and over everything, over our minds. Amen. And I appreciate that. But may the Lord stir our hearts. I want to turn to the sixth chapter of Romans. Very familiar scriptures. Sixth chapter of Romans, and we'll start at the sixth verse. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified, that's the carnal nature, with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. You know, that carnal nature has to be destroyed. Because if it's not completely destroyed, brother, it's going to hinder you from really getting a hold of God and getting a real experience of salvation. The Lord wants us to have a real experience of salvation. It says, crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Our carnal nature, not ourselves, but the carnal nature is dead. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that he shall also live with him. We want Christ to live with us. knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed in sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. You know, I appreciate the Lord today. I appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out. And I need your prayers. You know, I don't think I'll be here very long. But we might. I hope so. But, you know, I'm an old man. But I want to make it to heaven. That's my whole desire, is it? And you know, there's a lot of things that's out there that will draw you away from God. And that's why that we need to be watchful and prayerful and careful. Because the enemy is out to destroy our soul. And we want to... We want to make heaven our home. So you pray for me that know the words of prayer that Brother Gordon will make it into heaven. Amen.